Hello. So yeah, hello there. This is take two, which what doesn't usually happen. I had to re-record because there was some sort of I clearly had some sort of technical difficulty, which was that certainly does suck. But I just yeah, if you're new, if you're brand new to this, I usually just do one take and now I don't listen to it again because I don't want to hear my own voice. I don't particularly like it. I know a few of you do, but that's just the way it goes, I suppose. Nobody likes their own shit or voice. So yeah, on we go. Anyway, crack on. There was no sound on the last one. So I must have had, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong. Technology, eh? So here we have R. Diddy Tweets, aka Muddy Fucker. Motherfucker, even. Motherfucker. Okay, so yeah, I will crack on and read. I've already read them. So, oh yeah, I enjoyed my reactions to the last one. It might not be that good. Well, it will, because they're funny. It will. Don't worry. Bear with me. If anyone ever says bear with you, please growl at them. And if they don't growl at you, then maybe you shouldn't bear with them ever again. So here we go, anyway. Here are his tweets. I should be happy today. I'm kicking cancer's ass. For those of you that don't know, he did. He did actually kick cancer's ass. So well done for that. We're all happy that you're really good now, mate. So yeah. Twitter is like the neighborhood tranny. Everybody is on it, but nobody will admit it. So I said the last. I can't. I don't. I would never. Know if I've ever had sex with a tranny, because, well, you'd find that tiny winky, wouldn't you? Anyway, daughter says, Twitter is making you and mom really immature. I fucking blocked her. Again, little bitch. So I do enjoy that one, that's quite cool, because it's probably true. Two things I hate more than a racist is a guy that treats his girl like shit, and the girl that fucking puts up with him. If I were a showerhead, I would be such a whore. My showerhead's a whore. When life hands you a woman, you give her multiple orgasms. That's good advice. Here's R. Diddy Tweets. Top tweet. Fuck you, Twitter people, you lied. You said if I put bacon and bukkake in a tweet, it would get 100 stars. And there you go, that was his top tweet. And funnily enough, that one got 482 stars. So bacon and bukkake is the algorithm right there, or the formula, as it were, for a top tweet, for 100 plus. So, oh, if you don't know what bukkake is, sort of I'd Google it, because it's not what one would think, you know, because it looks. If you read the word, it looks like it would, you know, because the BU, it was like a boo cake. It kind of looks like cake, but spelt with a K instead of a C. But it's not the sort of cake you'd want to eat. Maybe you would. I don't know. I mean, like they do frost. You know, it's like frosting for the face, like a they frost your face like a cake, I suppose. So maybe you would want to eat that. I mean, I've seen. Many a documentary video that where the young ladies like to eat the frosting from the you know the icing bag that is a man's penis. Anyway, I've digressed enough, and yeah, these have been R. Diddy Tweets. It's his tweets. Okay, well, on you go. Go and follow him. There's good chaps and chapesses. And I will catch you on another time.